And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, where we just watched the Shogun backing into Fisherman's Landing with a huge load of fish. We're right here in the heart of sport fishing in Southern California. And we have a great guy in the studio, the Sea Samurai himself, Kevin Nakata, is here. We're going to be talking some great fishing, and this guy is on the water, I think, every day. I don't know, man, always. And so he's got the knowledge for you and giving away a great prize, too, so you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita, or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. Pete, you said it best. I don't know if somebody fishes more than Kevin does. Today is going to be an awesome show. Always on it. Always got stories. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Let me ask you, did you fish yesterday?
I did fish yesterday.
Are you going to fish today after the show?
I'm going to go fish today after the show.
Stay well there. I proved my point right there. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. So, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
To have you.
Good morning, guys.
And you just got off a 2.5 day on the Aztec?
I got off the boat on Tuesday at midnight. Cut a little short, but we're supposed to be back Wednesday. Who cares? It'd be great fishing, like amazing fishing right now. So
you actually took Thursday and Friday off of fishing? Had to work a little bit?
I mean, we prepared. Retied everything.
Yeah, a couple days to retie.
It might take that.
Cool. So what have you been catching? What have you been doing?
I mean, everyone's kind of in the same boat right now of doing Dorado, Yellowfin, Bluefin. It's that Yellowtail stuff's still around, too. And it's, don't know. It's I haven't lived long enough to really say that it's a historical period of time where fishing is just absolutely nutso and people are catching anything and everything out here. But I really feel like historically I'm living through something that's unprecedented. You know, it's like monumental fishing.
Yeah.
Going out there any day and you can predict that you're going to catch, not like see it, but catch it. You know, Dorado, yellowfin, or bluefin, it's unbelievable.
And beautiful, great fish.
Yeah, I mean, even the Dorado. We're not talking about 5-pounders. It's like going to be a 10-pound fish, you know?
Well, they were probably 5 pounds a month ago. They just grew to 10 pounds. And what are they going to be in this month, right, in September, or next month in September, right?
I mean, anyone's guessed at this point, right?
Yeah.
And then the bull Dorado really have to start showing their size. I mean, who knows what's going to happen there? But I would imagine as many cows there are with all the cow Dorado with all the eggs in them, they've got to show up sometime. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty unreal. It's like I said, I haven't lived long enough to really say historically it's been one of those years, but dang, it's good.
And who knows, right, because conditions change, currents could change, but typically September, October are our warmest, best months in the water.
Last few years, I mean, if you take, you know, what the sport boat fleet catch in mind, I mean, our best fishing is still in front of us.
Right.
Which is crazy because, like Kevin said, this is... I'm with you. I mean, it's the best I can ever remember. I mean, for just spectacular fishing trip after trip after trip after. I mean, you just got to go back so long and a miss these days. It isn't like we didn't catch anything. It's like, oh, we didn't have limits or they weren't as big or they weren't, you know, I mean, it truly is. It's spectacular right now.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It's so cool.
And looking forward to more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Rick makes a really great point. In the past, I mean, everyone looks forward to a September, October trip. Maybe because the bait dries up or the fish get hungrier. Who knows? Like, I don't know what happens. And I don't know.
We're lucky enough we get to see, right?
Hopefully we're fishing about 3 times a day coming up. 3 times a week, yeah.
Yeah. So, Sea Samurai, you got your fame. You worked at Hobie for years. You guided kayak trips. And you still do that now?
No, I've actually, well, I quit Hobie. I worked there for 9.5 years. I had a great time. Like, I learned a lot of lessons there, and I basically grew up in the industry, and I was started when I was 23 in a corporate job in the fishing industry. I mean, I'm good. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to be fishing. I always wanted to be in the fishing industry, you know, ever since I can remember. But anyways, I did guide for about 11 years, and, it is a long day. And I really didn't feel like at the eventuality of that company and that brand, I really didn't feel like I could grow and expand into something that was going to be a forever project or a forever company.
Yeah.
And honestly, this new business I've started has really risen above what I was expecting.
So what are you doing now?
So now I'm a sales rep. I actually manage a sales rep group. We're expanding right now.
Oh,
so
great.
We're looking into further places and destinations and products to exist in other states. It has grown so fast. Honestly, the reason why it has is because we're fishing every day the product that we're repping. And if we didn't do that, I don't feel like the value would be there quite as much as expected. And so that's giving us a lot more credibility. It's giving our customers and all the customers for all these stores a trust between us and them. And so now it's really going somewhere. We're building upon a lot more marketing and media production and promotion. And that's really connecting us to a lot more people than we had expected. Obviously, this is a part of it, right? Being here and talking to, you know, your customers and your people. And we're building up a lot more value as time goes on. And that's something that I didn't really have with Sea Samurai. I mean, it was me, right? That's my namesake,
right,
basically. But this fishing reps business is growing so fast.
Yeah. So what do you carry? What are your lines?
So we have war baits, arguably one of the more well-known that we have. And it's Afrin from War Baits has been a friend of mine since we met in 2010. But the opportunity came up to rep his products, so I was all over it.
Oh, yeah. Great products.
Great products. So we have that, Taipan rods, which we have an announcement about that today. And we have Kicker Jigs and Submission Fishing Company. And all those products, the line from that is from bass all the way to bluefin, which is what I fish regularly. You know, the guys that I affiliate with is from bass to bluefin. It spotted bay bass all the way up to bluefin, right? So cow bluefin. So it's a very good product offering because I believe in everything that I fish, and I use it, and I speak it, and I live it, and that's important. And everyone that's affiliated in the Fishing Reps brand is also doing the same thing. So it's very important to continue that and to want to inspire people to also use the products that we're pushing out there and to be able to educate people. It's a big part of our business. So
sure. That's cool. So you brought in a story today.
Yes.
And you have a story. You brought one of your products and the Taipan rod, Taipan rail rod, and one of the Submission Fishing giant.
Yeah, mega.
Like mega super night jig, right?
The super, yeah. It's mega for sure. Yeah.
And you have a story about it.
I do.
Right?
So, like I said, I came off a 2.5 day on the Aztec. We actually had a really interesting trip because we went very far to go look for Dorado patty fishing and yellowtail, or, you know, football size yellowfin. I mean, anyways, the fishing was insane. We had to run away from each patty because we were loaded on Dorado the first patty. We had to run away. Like, we just left.
Like, we're done.
Yeah. We couldn't catch anymore. Like, we had to go away and go find yellowfin. Anyway, so we go down there. Maybe half a day is all it took, and we had to bounce and go back up and find something else. So we get back up in a different zone at the middle of the night, and I'm ready to go fishing night, right? You know, I got my big stuff ready, you know, my Kyra 30 and all this other stuff, the Taipan rail rod and the 600 gram.
Six hundred gram,
which is...
Well, he's young, you know.
This thing sitting next to him, I mean, literally, it looks like the tube out of a paper towel roll.
Yeah. It's about as long.
Yeah, it's giant.
And it is giant, right? For a lot of people, it's a huge jig. And
is that what they call the Katy Perry color?
This is a rainbow roll.
A rainbow roll. Okay, I like it. Yeah.
It's got three colors on it.
All right.
It is a huge jig. In perspective, for people seeing this on shelves, they just go, what in the heck are you doing? And are you really pitching me a good sale here, right? So, and in hindsight, everything that we do is all about proving it out in concept and actually using it. And so the only thing I had on tied on this night that we were fishing was the 600 grams. So we made one stop at 4 a.m. in the morning. I was the second person out of the bunks. Made it up there. Captain says they're at 20, 30 fathoms, okay? Drop down. Right when I get to about 20 fathoms, thunk, full speed on the way down, the 600 gram. Full speed.
Wait, that's hauling ass.
I mean, it's basically a third faster, essentially, right, than a 400-gram jig going down. Thunk, right away. I'm the only one bit, 25-pound yellowfin.
What?
Swallowed.
That jig looks like a 25-pound yellowfin.
Yeah. I swallowed the 600-gram.
Wow.
So in perspective, the company's owner Submission Fishing Company, Muto, Mike Muto, we talked about this because I yelled at him. I come down in the bunks. I'm like, hey, Mike, wake up. Dude, I got one on the 600-gram. He goes, what? He's like all like kind of just dazed and confused. And I pull him up, and I show him this fish, and he's like, oh, my gosh. You caught that on 600 gram? And in hindsight, we're talking about it's better we caught a 20-pound fish on a 600 gram. Because think about how easy it is for a 200-pounder to swallow
that thing.
No problem.
Yeah. I mean, tuna are eaters. They live their lives to eat.
Yes.
And what comes in front of them, they're going to eat it.
Yeah. So we took some video, and we were pretty proud of it. Like, I know it's a 20-pounder. For a lot of people, that's no big deal. But the concept that a bigger jig can get bit by something that small and to prove it out is really valuable.
Yeah.
So people may not believe that a 600 gram or a 500 gram will get bit, Oh, it gets bit.
Yeah.
It will be no problem. So at this point, it's kind of a race to the...
Yeah, but you kind of got to be young to fish that kind of shit. No, I'm feeling it. I don't know,
not on the drop.
Yeah. No, I guess, yeah, it's not on the drop. It's just going up and down, yeah, yeah. Right?
That's the retrieve is the problem.
Yeah.
It does weigh more than a pound and a half. So,
yeah, that's a big jig. But so cool story. Well, and then you also have a good story from yesterday, too, about a kicker jig, right, on the surface.
That's right. So we were out there. I went out there again on my boat,
yeah.
And we were my Skipjack 25 fishermen running around a little bit inshore and looking a little bit out, and found tons of Dorado all over the place in the morning. Went down south, found great, like, plunker style fishing was around for yellowfin. Good yellowfin. Like, it's
nice,
it's good, nice, yeah. Yellowfin. It's not a football, it's about a yard long, kind of, you know, yeah. Yellowfin. So they're 30 pounders, they're pretty good fish. Came back up and we found good surface biting bluefin, and hooked one on a 10-foot taipan jig rod, and just had Dave Rohde and Cheer and his son Matt just get their butt handed to. Really? For an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh,
man. That's a...
On a Tranks 500.
Oh.
It was great. It was great to watch.
Yeah.
I didn't pull on it one time.
On a 10-foot rock.
Lost it at, you know, it was about 50 feet down.
Oh.
You could tell it was a hog.
Deep color, huh?
Yeah, it was a hog.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. I mean, that's just the cap.
Exactly.
That's just the last 2 days.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
that's just Wednesday.
Yeah, he's got a lot of other stories for us.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time with Kevin. So much info, so much great stuff to cover, so much incredible fishing going on in the fleet right now. And, boy, Kevin just, you know, like you said, obviously there's so much going on with that offshore fishing, but... Let me talk about a guy that loves inshore fishing, bay bass fishing, calico fishing. It's just going to be an awesome show, and we're stoked to have him, and we're stoked to have you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, or send us a text. I can already hear the phone vibrate in the background. The texts are pouring through. Everybody's got a lot of questions for Kevin. So good with technical information. If you want to send us a text, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your phone, no matter what kind of phone you have, wherever you get your apps, just search Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen to all the past shows. Great show yesterday, talking all kinds of great fishing with War Heroes on the Water. You can, if you missed that one, you can fire off the app and check on all the archives. And if you do send us a text, make sure you include your contact information, because if you're the lucky winner at the end of the show today, we need to be able to get a hold of you, because, man, do we have a killer prize today. And we're going to have Kevin kind of tell you a little bit about that, but an unbelievable opportunity for the callers and potential texters of Let's Talk Hookup today.
Tell us about what you're giving away.
So because Taipan is so generous, Taipan Rods, Simon, who's the owner.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah,
very cool. And very generous to Captain Rallo's kids at sea, friends of Rallo, too. He's been fantastic as far as donating product.
Yes, he's really supported a lot of people, yeah. And he's growing more out this way, you know, and it's awesome to see that. Today he's going to give to and one caller or texter a Taipan rail rod, the 2X, which is 50-100, and it's a great rod for like fly line sardine fishing when they're on that bite or even a sinker rig with a Talica 20 or 25 spool with braid. It's going to be an excellent setup for that. It is the perfect fly line rod because you can actually feel the bait. You can actually get it out away from the boat. It's light enough to be able to do that. The blank is very thin for a rail rod.
It's a beautiful rod.
Yeah, it's a great rod.
And you fished the knife jigs with it.
Yeah, because it's a rail rod.
It's a rail rod.
So if you hook
a 200-pounder, it can handle it.
Absolutely,
right?
That's what it's meant for, right?
The other thing I like about their rods is those guys don't skimp on components. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it has high-end guides, high-end aluminum reel seats, very, you know, strong grips. You know, they're made in the USA, and they're built right.
It's
a really, really nice rod.
Really nice rod, and it's like a $500
rod. $500
rod's
going to go to a lucky guy today.
Wow.
How cool, man.
Wow. So you want to get through. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We get a lot of texts,
and
we get to as many as we can. So if you want a chance at this, phone call.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
your
phone calls are
better
way better. 213-432-1090, have a good question or comment for Kevin and tell us a fish story, whatever.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, again, we got a great show coming for you. This is Pete said 213-432-1090. Send us that question on the Let's Talk Hookup text line through the app. It's going to be a great time, lots of fun. The catch reports today are going to be amazing. The fishing going on, this is going to be a great show.
You think Dave will be talking about how good the fishing is?
I can't imagine him not. Yeah, no doubt about it. Maybe we'll even get the monkey report. Who knows? Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got your phone calls. We got your reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, I can tell you a place that always has great fishing. Right here in San Diego.
Tell me about it.
It's Point Loma Seafood. Right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's always wide open at that case.
We always talk about it. You know, you always say, it's fishing, it's not catching. Well, that place is catching.
Catching, yeah. And the freshest thing in town is their motto, and it truly is. No other place has fresher fish, quality fish, whatever it is, than Point Loma Seafood. And, you know, I always drool over their case of smoked fish, those salmon bellies and albacore and
always got wahoo in there. Yeah,
oh
so
man,
good.
They're smoked fish you know, whatever it is, you want fresh Dungeness crab, you mm-hmm. want wild caught shrimp, Alaskan halibut, Alaskan salmon, fresh bluefin, whatever.
We always say the mark of the best seafood place is when you walk into there with a place that does nothing but smell fish and it doesn't smell like fish. No. You know what I mean? Like place is clean, it's perfect, the case is impeccable, and the variety that they do is so cool too. There's always the staples, but then you'll see if something came through the market, because they purchase their fish every day. If there's wild grouper from Mexico or some kind of cool troll caught salmon out of a time you wouldn't expect it, they don't ever mess around. That case is always the best.
And if you want to eat there, oh man, such great seafood.
Once a week for us at the Tackle Store.
Pretty awesome.
At least.
Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Day Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to join us on the fun, 213-432-1090. There is one single line still open. I'll bet that's probably the last time it stays open until the end of the show.
Yeah, because we're giving away a great
Taipan Rob. Thanks to the guys at Taipan, Simon at Taipan, and Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai himself here. It's almost like a deja vu. Art Taylor. We just heard Art Taylor talking about the 2023 schedule. And here's Art Taylor right now. Good morning, Art.
Hey, Art.
How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Hey, we just heard you talking about your 2023 schedule, but that's not why you called today, right?
No, I want to talk about, you know, a man that just passed away, Steve Loomis, and, you know, how much we're going to miss him. That man was very, very influential early in my career and pushed me to get my captain's license, and I was blessed to, you know, hang out in the bridge with him and look over his shoulder for a couple of years and learn all the great techniques that he had for looking for fish, finding fish, and anchoring a boat. And he just had a huge impact in my career. And I'm sure that I'm certain, you know, there's multiple guys in this industry that would say the same thing, that, you know, he showed us the drive that we needed and the persistence that we needed to have in order to be successful. And he's, you know, one of the huge reasons why I'm successful in searcher sport fishing is because of Steve Loomis. What a man. What an icon. He just was had a huge impact in the industry itself, and passing on all his information to all of us young guys growing up and learning. And I just wanted to say that rest in peace, Steve, and we're going to miss you, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Hey, Art, how old were you when you were being mentored by the amazing Captain Steve Loomis?
Well, that was back in 1975, 1976, and 1977, so I was just turning 19 and getting my captain's license.
Wow. And you were on the Royal Polaris, right?
Yeah, the Royal Polaris was new. Bill Poole owned it at the time. And,
wow.
And
Who was on the deck with
you
back then?
Pardon me?
Who was on the deck with you back then?
Wow. Boy, some names that George Cargill and Dennis Grutel and Tommy Rothery for a while. You know, Tommy spent a lot of time on the Royal Polaris, and he was mentored by Steve Loomis as well. And so, there was
Kihara.
A lot of us that... No, you know, Brian's kind of the next generation. He went to work on the Royal Polaris after Frank took it over.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
You know, you think about head football coaches and the lineage that head football coaches have. You know, you got Frank Lopresti and Don Sansom and Steve Loomis were successful head coaches of the team. And then you get that passed down to all of us, and we're successful head coaches of teams now too, and it's you know, he was just so important to all of us, and we're going to miss him dearly.
Did you call him Westy back then?
Yeah, we did. That was something that Steve, you know, one of his famous sayings is, you know, when you weren't catching anything or you weren't seeing any fish, he would say, well, why don't we go this way? We can't do any worse.
And it was usually west.
You can't do any, you're not catching them, so, you know, why not go look someplace else? And who knows, maybe you'll find something. And, you know, that was back in the day when we, you know, we didn't have GPS. We didn't have plotters. We didn't have satellite buoys for kelps. You know, we used to mark shallows on the ridge with flags to keep track of them and all that sort of stuff. And so, you know, back then the skill that those guys had, Steve Loomis, Don Sansom, Frank Lopresti, finding all those fish without all that technology, it was just remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the fishing that Steve had in those days with an up and down meter, no chart plotter, no nothing. I mean, you know, the days of navigating with time and a compass, and, you know, I mean, Steve did all of that. Like, that was, you know, he was putting sport fishermen on incredible fishing with time and distance, you know, and that was it. There wasn't another thing like amazing storyteller, the quickest wit ever. Oh, you know what I mean?
Like very soon too. I mean, he right to the end.
My favorite part about Loomis for sure. An amazing storyteller. He was quick, man. No doubt. Always had a one-liner. Also the most incredible work ethic ever, and was sharp until the day he passed. You know what I mean? Loomis always knew what was going on and where it was going on. And I said it yesterday, I'm going to miss him so much. He was I wasn't ever like Art behind the bridge, but later in his time on the beach, you know, I spent a lot of time with him, you know, at the store. Loomis would come in every morning for coffee and hold court and tell stories and talk to us about fishing. And I love him. I'm really bummed that he's not with us anymore. But what a great guy, yeah. And a great phone call, Art.
Well said. And you know what the cool thing about him was? He always wanted to know what was going on the water, man. He couldn't go out on the water himself, but it's like, what'd you catch?
Yeah.
What happened? Where were they?
And then just also knowing you see these bozos over here, missed that one, huh? You know, he was the best, man.
Yeah, just such a cool guy. Well, thanks, Art, for sharing some memories of Captain Steve Loomis, who passed away this past week, we're all going to miss him in the fleet. And I know Frank talked yesterday about a possible memorial service for him around Thanksgiving time. So we'll keep you posted on that for sure. In the meantime, Art, what's going on the Searcher?
Well, that bluefin's biting. Mike had an incredible night last night and had excellent fishing on those, 40 to 60 pound bluefin tuna with some 100 pounders mixed in. And they're looking for something else to do today. I think they're going to sleep a little.
Yeah.
And try for a yellowfin tuna this afternoon.
Unbelievable. And we have our Let's Talk Hookup day and a half trip this coming week. Dr. Bob Blum will be hosting it Let's Talk Hookup on there. I didn't forget the prizes, Bob. Don't worry. There'll be the big box for you. So we'll have that. And any spots opened up by chance this year? I know your 2023 schedule's open, but did you have any spots open up by chance?
No, but if you find that there's a trip that meets your schedule, you certainly can still call and get on a wait list there.
All right, great. SearcherSportFishing.com, or what's the phone number?
619-226-2403, and thank you very much for allowing me the time to talk about Steve Loomis.
Well, he would be angry with you if you didn't give a fish report, so I can tell you that. So you had to get that in, for sure.
Or a weather report,
Exactly. A weather report, yeah.
Exactly. All right. Flat calm, Steve, and it's flat calm where you're going, that's for sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Art. Appreciate you sharing memories of Steve Loomis. Appreciate that very much. And the report, too.
Yep.
Yeah, very, very
that's
important.
Good.
All right. Hey, back to it here and talking about Kevin Nakata. Had a great text here from Danny in San Clemente. He wants Kevin to talk about the upcoming Coastal Social Bass Tournament, at which you participate in, right?
Yeah, I was actually so the Coastal Social is put on by the CCA. And basically the premise of it was to get people all across the, lower half of of California to come together, fish against each other, compete for bass for saltwater bass, calico bass, sand bass, spotted bay bass, catch your best three in the kayak division and your best three in weight division when you're on a boat with your, I believe, three-man team. And you're all competing against each other and spread out.
So it's like region against region, or just one big tournament for SoCal?
One big tournament.
Okay.
So you can fish any range from basically Long Beach down all the way to here. The next one that's coming up is September 17th. It's going to be at Dana Landing. That's where the host location is. And we're going to have all sorts of awesome things to do at the end of it. The first thing you got to do is go catch fish. best three fish, like I said, for both divisions. But the boat is weigh division, and then the kayak is catch, photo, release, which is what I participated in last time.
Nice.
So I won the last one.
Oh, you did?
Kayak, yeah.
Wow. And you're going to compete this time?
Yes.
In a kayak?
Yeah. In the kayak, yeah.
In the kayak,
yeah.
All right.
I got to defend my title for this year.
Yeah, for sure. and the cool thing is that it benefits CCA,
that's
which
right.
benefits all of us.
Exactly. Right.
And that's very important, all of Wayne and Chris's hard work out there and the rest of the people. CCACalifornia.org, probably lots of information on the events page. There.
You got it.
And you're on the board now, too.
I am.
I've been on the state board for about two years now. Yeah, you've been a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, for a little while. And learning everything I can, participating as much as I can.
Oh, and you do so much for CCA. You do a lot.
I mean,
you're a give backer. That's the great thing about it.
The best thing that I can provide is communication and trying to develop ideas and concepts and ideas for people to start understanding how they can get involved. So.
Yeah.
There's more to it. If they want to learn more about, like, you know, involvement from my end and others and Chris's, you can listen to the podcast. You know, it's a really good resource.
That's right. You guys do a podcast.
Yeah.
Which
I've actually dropped off.
Oh, you dropped
fishing.
Off because you're fishing too much.
I'm fishing. But I warned.
Chris still does it?
Yes.
Okay.
I warned everyone on that podcast that I would literally be unreachable most likely towards the summer.
Yeah. So. Off season, you're good.
Yes, right.
On season,
forget about it.
Good luck.
It's going to be hard. Yeah.
So,
but he's doing it and he's got great guests every week, and it's good to hear, you know, those guys talking about conservation efforts. Really good meat of what the future is.
Uh-huh.
So that's what's exciting for me is that not to leech over into more time, but there's a huge. I believe there's a huge inbound future where sport fishing starts to take off a lot more in California, and there's a lot more interest now and a lot more support. You see a lot more boats going up and down the freeway, bottom line.
Yeah,
so
for sure. And, I was at a beach party last night with a group of friends that are not fishing people. And they were going, I was telling them how great fishing is right now. And they're like, well, why? And I said, because the ocean is alive. It's a very healthy resource, and our conservation efforts have worked.
That's right.
For what's going on. So, and the part of the reason that is because people are supporting CCA and the efforts that they're doing. We're getting rid of destructive fishing programs like gill nets and long lines and things like that. All stuff that AFCO and Bill Shedd have worked so hard to do, and CCA. That's why it's getting better. So we got to keep on that effort.
It's proving
so important. I mean, look at this fishing we're having now. Let's keep it up.
Yeah. That's right.
Think about it in a few years. How much better could it be? Better? I don't
know.
Could
it be?
Yeah.
We said last year it couldn't get any better, and here we are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Kevin, so let's jump into it.
And that they are. Don from Woodland Hills is going to get started here on the phones this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show so far. Look forward to the rest of it. Two things. Number one, thanks for the War Heroes on the Water. That's such a great, great event. It's a great opportunity to support, you know, all of our veterans. And, hey, for those that tried, I tried going through Verizon to do the texting. It didn't work. So go to the website and make your donation there, and you can add a little bit more than $10.
Okay.
That's it.
Nice.
And I'm going out. I'm looking forward to seeing Dr. Bob this coming Wednesday on Searcher. And, Kevin, just picking your brain, since you've been out so often and so recent, what should I expect on a day and a half?
Ooh, it could range. That's come with a wide range of expectation. You could be fishing on Pass for Dorado and having just lights out fishing there and some yellowtail. Or you could have really good plunker fishing on the yellowfin and bluefin, and then it's always a possibility at nighttime if you're running down into something, an area, and you just so happen to skim over an area with good sized fish that will eat the night bite jig. It's probably a good idea just to bring one set up, you know, for a night bite. So not to say that it's going to happen on a day and a half, but there's always something out there to do. So I would bring a wide range of everything from a 20-pound setup all the way up to, you know, a somewhat 80 to 120 sub, 80 to 100, 120-pound bluefin setup for a night bite. But the regular thing that's probably going to get bit the most is a 30-pound fly line setup in the corner on a plunker bite. Like, it's just full speed right now, really.
Yeah. Good Perfect. Timing for our Let's Talk Hookup trip.
No doubt,
for sure.
Man, I'm jealous.
Yeah. And we have some great prizes to give away from Shimano, AFTCO, and a lot more. So there'll be some good stuff on there and lots of good people. So, Don, I'll probably see you down on the boat just to say hi and make sure Dr. Bob's doing his job.
Keep an eye on
Which we know that. Yeah. Yeah. But good luck on that trip, and thanks for your support of that program yesterday, War Heroes on Water, too. It's I Instagrammed the actual text there, and then you can also go to, like Don said, to go to the website to donate to that great program, too.
Hey, yeah. That's cool. Well, hey, another great text came through for Kevin. So, good morning, Kevin. Can you please give us a rundown on the difference of fishing bluefin tuna at nighttime versus daytime on a sport boat? I'm going on the Constitution on a 2.5 next week. Can't wait. Always appreciate your advice. That's from Ed in Baldwin Park.
All right, Ed. Yeah, that's going to be a great trip. I mean, everything right now is any boat. Just pick a boat and go. Good thing you're getting out there now. Honestly, bluefin, during the daytime, it's usually just way harder. That's just the bottom line. You're not going to be using 200-pound tests down deep. You're not going to be using even 100-pound probably right now. The fish are very picky, especially anywhere in that 30 to 60-pound range when you're fishing live baits. So you're going to want to fish 30 to 40-pound fluorocarbon with a 2-odd hook, circle hook, and be ready with that rod and reel to be used most. During the nighttime, they're not so picky. And probably because they can't see as good. They see very well, but they probably don't see as good. And that's when you can use a big jig, grab their attention, get down fast. You know, the captain essentially they're looking, if they're not stopped on something and dragging those fish around with them with the lights out, they're usually looking around for schools of fish on their side scan, and they're hitting fish on the head with the jig. That is essentially all you're doing. There's no fanciness about it. You're just trying to get the jig as fast as possible down to their face, and you're trying to get them aggressive enough to eat. If you get there and you're actually there in time when they come under the boat, most likely someone's going to draw a strike, you know?
Do you mark your line?
I do, yeah. So I actually, I listen to the show and make sure that I take in as much detail. And I don't know how long ago it was, but I believe it was the San Diego or someone was talking about marking a line to make sure you know your depth.
Yeah.
Very important. Like, if you don't have every 100, and actually I would recommend people do fathoms, because the captains only talk fathoms when they're communicating with their customers.
You have to do a quick conversion.
Right. They'll come on the PA and they'll tell you, if they're good captains, they'll tell you, 20 to 30 fathoms is where I'm seeing fish. And if you have your line marked out with each fathom depth, right, if you're able, which is 6 feet, if you're able to understand that, you're able to get your jig to the right zone and literally expect the bite to come. Or at least slow down your jig speed if you're going right into that zone, because the fish are coming in waves, And I'm sure you guys do that for, if you don't already have colored braid for your customers at Fisherman's Landing, but very important to do it. If you don't, you're just going to be guessing. And you also have scope too, right? So if the line's out and you're not using a 600 gram jig or even a 400, your line's just way scoped out, and you're going to be guessing a lot more. You're going to be doing a lot of math in your head. You're going to be going back to geometry.
Where am I?
Yeah. You got to figure out. You got a 45 degree scope, and you're going to be out 600 feet. Well, then you're at 300 feet. So
yeah.
Gotcha. A lot of math.
We did a ton of line marking for quite a while. It has definitely seemed now to have given way to, just like the second thing Kevin said, to the 100 foot colored line, like the Power Pro offshore. There's another couple. There's a couple other ones out there as well now. The marked line still works great. That's still what I have on my reel. We still do it, a Sharpie at whatever distance you want. But it seems like what's happening now, that colored line is so fast and such an easy visual. Guys are either replacing because they've had the Spectra on the reel for a long time and just want something new, or just putting 500 feet of that on. Rip 500 feet of the Spectra they have off the top of the reel, splice in some new, and just use it for the color sake of it. But we've been doing a lot of that color, you know, Power Pro Offshore.
Yeah,
that just looks surreal.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the text. Appreciate that very much.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with that gate crate catch report and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Turner Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We develop the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fish and phones. Absolutely packed solid. Texts are rolling through. We've got a bunch of great texts, but man, keep them coming. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup still to come and a lot of great info here with Kevin, man.
A lot of great shows coming up too. Ricky, you're going to be out of town next week. Corey will be standing in as co-host, though, which will be great. Yeah, you're going fishing in Louisiana.
I'm so fired.
Yeah, going to Shimano.
Venice, Louisiana with the boys from Shimano, yeah. And I've never done that before. I'm really excited to do something different and catch a redfish.
That's going to be
I can't
cool.
wait. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
That's going to be great. And then the following weekend, you'll be back for our 31st anniversary weekend.
That,
and our actual anniversary is going to be on Sunday, September 12th. We'll have Captain Frank Lopresti here in the World Headquarters for that for anniversary show on Sunday, September 3rd for 31st anniversary.
31 years.
Yeah, 31 years. Yeah, how about that, huh? So we're looking forward to that. So that's a lot coming up, and we have a couple great shows next weekend, too, for Labor Day weekend already, right?
That's right.
This is, you know,
it's crazy.
To me, Labor Day weekend is when my summer starts. This is when, you know, the tourists
local
go away.
Summer, baby.
It's like, man, it's just like the best time of the year.
The wind tends to be at its best. The seas are flat. The fish are biting.
Yep.
They're usually close. Or they're, like, in the terms of the big fish, they're usually settled in on the shallows, and you can pick them up. It's just I love this time of year.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm with you, man.
Oh,
I'm with
yeah.
You.
Well, speaking of biting fish, let's find out.
Man, this is going to be a great report. I can promise you that. Hey, you want to get the lowest prices on gas possible for your car or truck, or most importantly, for your trailer boat? This is the spot. We talk about it every week. Take the sponsorship part out of this. This is the cheapest place to go get gas.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's, and the best, right?
That's
and
it.
Kevin,
man.
You can go there.
I went this
you
morning.
You go see Martha, right?
I went this morning and I went yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I go every,
almost
every
gasoline.
Day.
No doubt, man. They're at the San Diego Sports Arena. In addition to the cheapest prices on fuel at Summit, you can also get California licenses 24 hours a day. You can buy bait certificates at a discounted price. You get discounted bait. You can buy your beer, soda, snacks. You get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase.
Did you get your free ice?
Oh, I did.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
My buddy over there starts to run it out on the golf cart.
So there you go.
They got it down.
That's
yeah.
So rad. Like Pete said, man, go say hi to Martha and the friendly staff. There's so much more than just the lowest prices on fuel. It's a super easy in-and-out pull-through if you got a big boat and trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Now, it is time to find out what's going on with our good buddy Captain Brian Woolley up at Dana War Sport Fishing. What's up, Woolley?
What is up, guys? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, any fish bite
yeah,
up there?
Yeah, a little bit of fish up there. Anyway.
Holy cow. They're hidden.
Man. It's been so much fun watching the social media, Dana War Sport Fishing. You guys do such a fantastic job with all the content, photos and videos. Yeah. And, like, man, you guys are crushing them up there.
Yeah.
It's been a phenomenal week, you know, along with our half-day scene, our bass fishing, that, you know, that's for sure going on, too. But, man, this Dorado fishing has just been absolutely bonkers, man. I'm trying to figure out what and why and where, but you can't even really wrap your head around it. You know, this stuff has been in just easy range of our three-quarter day and our all-day boats, where we're fishing, you know, with some of our overnight boats and stuff, too. But it's just some amazing counts this week. You know, we're catching this fish in a couple different ways. We're catching some of this stuff in just giant open water schools. You know, this stuff is just kind of up on the surface. It's been on its own bait. It's on this anchovy. And you get the boat over the top of it like you're fishing, you know, yellowfin or yellowtail or bluefin, right? You get set up on it, and it either, you know, you hang four or five out of it, or it comes to the corner on the chum and it just wants to bite. It's been phenomenal. It's the same deal with the kelps out there. You know, not every single kelp has fish on it. And don't get me wrong, it's not like this fish is all over the place. You know, we still have to put time in looking for it. We're in the gyros nonstop all day. But you roll up on the nice kelp with some loose jumpers and some puddling fish, you get that big sonar mark, you know, 500-600 yards off the kelp. And same deal, that stuff. Either you hang a handful and you move on to the next kelp, or it comes to the corner. And the amount of fish on some of these kelps has just been staggering. Our count yesterday, we had 840 of these Dorado yesterday for our
kelp. Oh, my God.
Dude.
and we were blown away. The day before that, we had 560 or something. We thought, man, we're never going to beat that. Yeah.
Oh,
whoa.
And these aren't like slouchy Dorado either. It's not like the small, you know, necktie stuff where you feel bad, you know, you shake them off your hook. This stuff's been like 8 to 16, 18 pounds. Every single one of them's been a quality grade of fish. So come with a handful of 25-pound rods. That's been the ideal setup. If you want to run a piece of fluorocarbon, you know, we're telling our guys to do that. We've seen the Circle Hooks fish a little bit better. You know, obviously these fish have some teeth and, you know, there's some bite offs and stuff like that have been happening. But those light wire Circle Hooks have been perfect for this, like a number 2 or even a number 4 if you wanted to go a little bit smaller. Just have a couple rods set up ready to go in the rack, you know, because sometimes it gets a little hectic. You can imagine, you know, 25 of these things going at one time, just jumping, tangles happen. So just come prepared with a couple rods like that. You know, we did start to see a little bit of yellowfin up in our zone here, too, over the last 2 days. No catches on it yet. I know the Fury had a little bit in his counts last week. He was a little further down the beach. But, you know, this stuff kind of comes into play. You know, it'll be kind of cool to have a, you know, a little bit of mixed opportunity as well. But we're going to keep riding this Dorado out. And it sounds like talking to some of, you know, our friends down there in San Diego, there's like a whole other wave of this fish that's moving up the coast here. So there may be even more filling in after this stuff. And this stuff just kind of raced through. It stretches all the way up inside Catalina. Those guys are catching it way up west, west end of Catalina for the LA guys. So this stuff's spread out and it's all over the place. The skiffs are getting in on it. You know, normally, the the typical, you know, this is my kelp kind of a deal, that's kind of out the window for some guys. It's just, and everyone's been able to get their piece, and it's been a good thing for everybody, not just us, but, you know, Skiff guys and all the other guys. So it's been fun to see. So also with that, you know, we do have some open availability on some of our trips. It's going to probably, the week will probably fill up today by the end of the day. So if you want to get in on that, you know, we'd recommend calling our office today or going online right now and booking those trips. So get on it now. You know, this stuff doesn't look like it's going anywhere yet, but we do have some wind in the forecast this week. So we'll kind of see how that kind of comes into play. But if you guys want to go ahead.
I was just going to say, William, and you've been doing this a long time. Have you ever seen Dorado fishing like this?
No. No, I haven't. And I've talked to some guys like Todd Manser. He said, you know, I've seen it like this, but not in U.S. waters. You know, guys just, you know, they're blown away with what they're seeing.
Because like you said it best, and your description was perfect. It's not just, hey, if you find the right kelp, it's easy limits of Dorado. It's open water schools. It's foamers of Dorado. It's on small kelps. It's on big kelps. It's on, you know, in
like John Island used to say, like vermin.
I mean, it's crazy. And, like, the fishing is fantastic right outside of Dana Wharf. It's also fantastic way to the north of you and way to the south of you. Yep. I mean, there is such a tremendous amount around and willing to bite. And I thought that was such a good tip that you gave everybody on a little piece of fluorocarbon and a circle hook. Clearly, these things are biting well. The fluorocarbon is not needed for, like, the less visible, stealthy get-a-bite reasons, but they do, man. Dorado have teeth, and, you know, there's six hanging at once, and maybe you're in a little bit of a tangle. Like, sometimes it takes a little bit, and they will for sure chew you off, and even with spectacular fishing, you know, if you have to go through two or three or four to get a couple, like, it you know, that I thought was a really, really good tip. Little piece of fluoro goes a long way on those things.
Yeah, right. Cigar Gold, fluorocarbon, and a Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook, perfect setup.
Fish the blue label.
It's been perfect. Blue label. No doubt. I mean,
we're not trying to be stealthy. Like, yeah, let's give him the rope, man.
Give him the rope.
Give him that big diameter. Don't let him chew us off.
Why not?
I'm a blue label guy for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, how do we find you there if we want to go fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
Awesome. You can check us out online at danawharf.com. That's super simple. You can book right there. Excuse me. Or if you have some questions and want to ask a couple things, you can call our office here at 949-496-5794. And go from there. But booking online, you know, it's seamless. It's super easy. Get your confirmation, and you're good to go from there.
Awesome.
Do it right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hook website. Just click on that Dana Wharf banner and take you right there. Hey, thanks, Captain Brian Willie. Keep getting them, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, man. We'll see what happens this week. We're looking forward to it.
Great job, Willie. That was fun, man.
Thanks,
hey, let's
guys.
Go down to another spot where you can always expect some great biting fish, and that's Cedro Sport Fishing. We got Jeff Flowers on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. Wow, what a great show. Sitting here in the backyard just getting ready to put my tackle back together and get back out there.
No doubt, man.
Hey, so, you know, all this good Dorado fishing, you know, coming up the beach, they stopped, and they're planting some roots now at Cedros, so we're starting to catch some nicer, bigger Dorado, which is great because usually right behind it's the yellowfin, and like you said earlier, you know, best time of fishing right now is right after Labor Day all the way into November. And the fish are biting down there. We're getting a lot of ironfish, big yellows still biting, and lots of bait on the south end of the island. A little bit bigger fish as you move up the east side. And calico fishing is still fantastic. And that darn flatfish, that halibut, man, it just keeps on biting up there. Must be a nice resource now that we're starting to target those a little bit. But all in all, things are going well at the island. Both lodges are cranking along, and fishing's just fantastic. I don't know if anybody that has fishing gear that hasn't tried to make their way out to go fishing this year. Something's wrong. You got to get out there. Make it happen.
It's,
for sure.
It's so good. Well, Jeff, a great report. Glad to hear that Cedro Sport Fishing's still firing on all cylinders. And if somebody wants to try and sneak in, I know last week you told us there was a little bit of availability on some of the later season trips, which, again, you know, just like up here, some of the best fishing of the year was on those late season trips at Cedro Sport Fishing. Did those spots fill up, or is there still a chance to go?
You know, there's still a few spots open. Rosie told me to get out of the house and go back down again in October, so I quickly obliged and made a couple of phone calls to some friends, and we're going to head back out there again. So there are a few spots, unbelievably, for October at both lodges, and Yeah, I mean, it's a great time of year. The weather is nice. It's flat. It's just, man, and the way Rosie's got it set up for that easy button. So
yeah,
if you want to go, give her a call. She answers all the time, and if not, she'll call you right back. And you can reach her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570, or you can look her up online at SedrosSportFishing.com. Make sure it's at SedrosSportFishing.com. And take a look at what's available and give her a holler and make some memories.
Thanks, great Jeff. Job. And also, I posted our 2023 Let's Talk Hookup trips, July and August, on our letstalkhookup.com website on the trips page. So you want to go on those, grab a spot while they're available because there's not very many.
Yeah, they won't last long.
Yeah.
Great job,
absolutely.
Jeff. Appreciate that very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right.
Hey,
congrats on 31 years.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thanks, buddy. When we come back, we're going to continue with our catch report. We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper-style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through-wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slip. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sunset, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sunset. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Kosta sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Kosta is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Kosta was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Kosta has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at KostaSunglasses.com.